Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we are here in the Jami Masjid, Jumma Masjid, the old Masjid of Heidelberg. And mashallah, it is the second oldest Masjid in the our Transvaal province in the old South Africa. The oldest was our Kirk Street Masjid there in Johannesburg, and second oldest is this Masjid. I believe I've been informed that in 3 weeks' time, you're having something here in the Masjid, Masjidul Rahman in here. So then we'll give you more history about this Masjid. It's fascinating. And mashallah, people from Belfort, people from Nigel, people from Brindahan, they all used to come here for their Jummah Salat and for their Eid Salat and so forth. So anyway, if anybody got the recording, when we opened that Masjid there in the township, anybody remembers when we opened it?
2007.
Right, very good. Abhi Shiraz, mashallah. So 2007, and Mikdwa for Brother Shu'ib Jina, his daughter then contacted me that he's in ICU and not well. Allah Ta'ala grant him Shifa also. So if anybody got this recording, then you must give it to me, inshallah, there's a lot of information there. So anyway, we played it on CII, but I don't think they got the recording now. So anyway, there's history, let's tell you about the geography now. So today is the 16th of Jumad al-Kula, 1447, in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa, Mubarak, Palestine, and South Africa, and 90% of the cities, countries of the world. So my topic today is about five, all to do with current affairs. Number one, let us start with Sudan. If you know how Islam came into Africa, so you must remember it came via Sudan in North Africa. You must read up about Utbah bin Nafi, he was a Tabi'i. And they brought Islam, great, great giant ulama are there in Sudan and so forth. I'll just give you one incident, there's no time. So you must remember when Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah designated the Mi'at and the boundaries, said in Ahli Madina, Zul Hudayfa. For the people of Madina Munawwara, the Mi'at is Zul Hudayfa. For the Ahli Yemen and the people of Yemen, the Mi'at is Yalamlam. For the Ahli Najd, remember this to be a close reference. For the Ahli Najd, Qartul Manazil. So for the people of Najd is Qarmul Manazil. And then, as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed out in designation. 109 years ago, there you find a person came from Darfur. The same Darfur we're hearing now. So a person came from Darfur, his name Muhammad Ali Darfuri. So he saw the paucity, scarcity of water. He got his team ready, and then this is over a century ago, 108-109 years ago, and then they dug up wells and boreholes everywhere there. The people were so elated, delighted, they left the old name out, Zul Hudayfa, which Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned, and they changed the name to Bir Ali. Bir, one well. Abad, many wells. Abad Ali. Today you tell these youngsters, these Texans, the young ones, you tell them you're going to go Zul Hudayfa, they won't even know what you're talking. So the word Bir Ali, Abad Ali has become so famous, we're indebted to the people of Darfur. We're indebted to the people, remember, of Sudan. few weeks ago, the people of Rastenberg invited me, our Hadi Suleiman Yaqub and our connection there. They call him Yusuf, but they know what like Yusuf is, Yusuf, you know. So Yusuf Isa. So they call him Akhadrani in Rastenberg. So anyway, they invited me first of Rastenberg. So when I went there, after 18 years, I think I went there, 17, 18, I can't remember. So anyway, when we went there, the Imam saw me, he came running. So he says that he remembers me from Darul Zakariya, because Wednesday night I go there, he studied in Darul Zakariya for 19 years. Sheikh Khabbab. So I asked him, where are you, Aslan on it? He said, Daku. So I told him, Sheikh, that you know we're all indebted to you. So I related this incident. You see, first time in life is this incident. That was sharing with them more history. You know? So anyway, so that is Sudan. Now what is happening there currently? You see the truth, very few people will tell you the truth. Everybody fears, I won't get visa, I won't get entry. But the truth has to be spoken. I'll give you one incident. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah is a student, you must remember, of Imam Malik rahimahullah. When they asked him, Imam Shafi was born in Gaza in the year 150 and he passed away 204 in Cairo in Egypt. We went, mashallah, to his grave Mubarak. So now when you go and study Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah's life history, Imam Malik's life history, so they asked Imam Shafi'i, you the student, what you say of your teacher? So he said, huwa najmun, he's a star. And he said, huwa habibi, I love him, he's my teacher. So he said, but if you love him so much, then how come you wrote a book against him? In this masalah, that issue, we have differences. He said, it's truth. I wrote everything with respect. I love Imam Malik, my ustad, but I love the truth more than I love Malik. Those of you who are ulama and you study, you got the Arulumiya, Madrasa, yeah, whatever. So this is what we must learn. This is a big weakness in us. We just like blind followers. We don't know whether we're coming or going, follow the Pied Piper. Islam don't teach that. Islam says you must look and search for the truth. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, how many times he rejected his initial fatwa and then he joined his students, Sahibain, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad. So the truth is this, wal haqqu haqqu yuttaba. You see that the country UAE, which many of you visited, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, for whatever reason. So there's no gold mine there. Gold mine is South Africa. So what they do, Sudan has amount of gold, everything. So they smuggle all the gold from there, and that is how they bring it into Dubai, and then we go and make deals with them and so forth. So that first thing you must remember. Second thing you must remember, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, Russia and Sudan, government to government, they made a deal that we want a military base here, Russia. So they agreed, both parties. It was a win-win situation. America must poke its nose in everywhere. They said, we don't allow. Russia cannot have a base there in Africa. You see that? So now who they will use? The Arab transport dictators. So they got hold of UAE. You do this, you do this. They were already part of the Abrahamic Accord with all that haram things. You know that. The leader there is MBZ, Murtad bin Zindiq. Pakka Murtad Harami Shaitan. The word Harami is in the Quran also. So Zaleem. Zaleem means illegitimate child. So that's what they are. Pakka Harami is in Murtad. Very few people will tell you that. So anyway, you must remember, so they use them. They can't fight these clowns. So they get now guys from Colombia, guys from this country, pay them $1,000,000,000. You fight. We must make America happy. You see? Fight against Russia, fight against Sudan, fight against this. So today they announced the Rapid Support Force, they say that we want ceasefire. Why? There's too much pressure on them, the world is calling this the second genocide after Gaza. So you need to understand what it is. The Sudanese government and army say we don't accept. Because they want everything to be done on their terms. America will use all these clowns of policy. Kissinger died and he just went to Jahannam and was 100 years old. If you read about Kissinger, he said, he died at 100 years old. We, America, we don't have any place. We have interest. We will use you, and after we have used you, then we will just drop you. How many Muslim transport dictators they use? How many other countries they use? And once their Muslim and Muslim was finished, then they just dropped them. Shah of Iran and Egyptian leaders and all the other Pakistan right now, same thing. So the point you must understand is this, that this is the UAE. Therefore, on A, I say, if we go through Iman, if we go through Ghairat, we go self-respect, self-esteem. I'm not saying haram. I'm not saying haram. But I'll definitely say this, that it will not be desirable for you as a true Muslim to travel on Emirates Airline. If you're a true Muslim, it's not suitable for you to go to Dubai and Abu Dhabi. There's nothing there to see. They just make us fools and idiots and so forth. The Tabligh Jamaat is banned. The best Jamaat in the world. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Nawar Allah Walqadr, who started the work of Dawat Tabligh in the year 1926. In fact, somebody even sent to me, I got it on my phone, that when they held the first Ijtima, they in Mewat and so forth, and how the Ijtima was and so forth. Anyway, so now it is 2025. So Islamically, more than 100 years. The best Jamaat in the world, when you travel in the world, you will see internationally, globally, what they did. So we must understand, so the best Jamaat, then they will gain. Saudi also, and the Emirates also. But the worst people, they invite. You must remember. If you've been there, they tell you this is the big masjid, this is Jumeirah, this is. I've been several times. You know, when you fly, I always fly through there because of the facilities. If you go inside, this is the big masjid here. In front is the beach. And all these women running around, and the men running around with their bikinis, and the men with their bikinis, and Allah alone knows. While you're reading Salat, you can see them. This is their brains. Kamathali Himari Yahmir Aspara, donkey brains. How the hell can you have a masjid in front of the ocean and all the bikinis, bikinis running around? But this is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua against that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua against that. Hadith Sahih, authentic hadith, mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Wailul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs. And remember, this refers not to the public are good, majority of them. These leaders, these so-called dictators, these murtads and munafiqeen and haramis and all of them. Six, seven countries you can count. Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco. Now you must remember, there is a rising Pakistan, you also must join. Syria, next one to join. So all these guys, they take Trump in their boat, Allah for them. Today, what happened? You know, every Friday with Allah's help, I translate the khutbah direct, you know, from Makkah. Today was Sheikh Abdullah Awad Juhani. I mistake the word Sheikh came out, you know. Normally, I don't like to say Sheikh today. His father passed away a few days ago and all that, so he gave khutbah to his dad. Now I'm waiting. When is going to make dua for Palestine? Believe you me, I'm in a masjid, not one word of Palestine. Not one word for Aqsa. Nothing about Sudan. Just praise the king and praise MPS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. And why he didn't say anything? You see, that's why I tell the people. I love to translate because you come to know the undercurrents. So if you know what's going to happen, today is 16th, Jumad al-Ula, 1447. And corresponding to the 7th of November. 7th, right? 7th November today. So 18th November, this MBS Murtad bin Shaitan is going to meet his father, grandfather Trump there in the White House. So don't upset the apple cart. Don't make dua for Palestine. Don't make dua for Aqsa. We don't want to upset the Americans. This is your Iman. Listen carefully. Come to the Sunnah. So you must remember that. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The Master alayhi salatu salam made dua for the people of Sham. Sham in English, if you use one collective word, is called Levant. L-E-V-A-N-T. So what does it refer to? Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. Alhamdulillah, we've been to all these countries. So the Master alayhi salam made dua. Allahumma barikana fi Yemenina. Yemen also we went with Allah salam. The Master alayhi salam for Yemen made four special duas. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Ya always in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Ya Allah give us barakah in Yemen. One. Two. Al-Imanu Yamaniyun. Through Iman you will find there in Yemen. Wal-Hikmatu Yamaniya. Through wisdom you will find in Yemen. والفقه يمعني the true understanding of deen, your understanding. We got ustads from Yemen, remember that. Great ulama, and no time for all this stuff. So the point I'm making here is this, when the Master alayhi salam made dua for all this. One sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa fi najdi. And our najd, let me just tell you one night after stories, your next stories. So now I was driving, I left exactly 11 o'clock from Lens. So by the time he finished his khutbah and salat, there's Abdullah Awad Juhani. So now I have to translate. So you know there, for students. The road goes this way, that way, so I just parked it there. You see that? Right out of the way, everywhere, put my hazards on. I'm translating. And when I translate, my eyes are closed half the time. Because I just, you know, concentrate. So my wife kept me. So it's too much. Say police. So I opened my window, and that's right, they left me. I say, Chief, may I phone this man? I'm giving advice to the people. You see, and they are shoot him up nicely. He said, no, everything is fine. We go nicely, pray for us. I say, we pray for everybody. So see, help comes also. First time in life, I think that is help. It all went out live on the radio. Speaking to the chief, understood this type of thing. But he looked like a nice guy also. Then we carried on and all this kind of thing. So now, this is a big lesson you must learn. One hadith Bukhari Sharif. One Sahabi, he said, Wafi Najdina. What about Najd? So we were invited, you know, they should invite me, you know, attend for conferences, this, this. So one day, in that conference, one sheikh from Cape Town, Jazahullah Khair, I forget his name. So the topic was going on regarding Najd. So then he, that Ustad, the Saudi guy in Jamiatul Imam in Riyadh, he said, Amma Najd is for Najd is over Iraq. It refers to Iraq. So mashallah, the Sheikh from Cape Town, he said, Sheikh, if you say Najd, pay attention. If you say Najd refers to Iraq, so what answer you will give for that hadith, which is 100% sahih, Mishkar, Bulughul Maram, and Mustadir Ahmad and Ahmad Kitab, sometimes remember that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he designated the Miman, he said, Wali ahli Najdin qalbul manazil. Where's qalbul manazil, Sheikh? The Sheikh just looked down. Corners of the you see. So they cover up for Saudi Arabia to cover their king and crown prince and thus and all this time. Today, in the past was different. Today, the Saudi government is a kafir government. That's why on A I say, Allahumma ahlik ali Saud, kama ahlakta ada wa Thamud. Ya Allah, destroy this and Saudi dynasty and replace them with somebody who's true. They got bikini beaches in Jeddah. They got Sanama in Makkah. They got Sanamas in Madinah Munawwarah. Which person in his right mind will hurt? We feel so bad. What about the heart Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And you tell me the Muslim, only a scholar for dollar who's getting some benefits from there, he would say the Muslim. I'm thinking of the government. So you must remember, Nabi alayhi salam is rahmatul lil alameen. The only mercy to the entire universe and creation from the creation, refuse to make dua for these people. So today what is Najd? Najd refers to Riyadh, Qasim, Ha'il. If you've been to Saudi properly, you'll know all these places. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make. Why refuse to make dua? The Master alayhi salam explained himself. Hunaka al fitan wa zalati. The fitnas will come from there. Look at all the fitnas. A guy like me, they haven't told me, but I'm sure if I go, if I can even reach there, they will maybe make another Jamal Khashoggi. Then you'll find another Qurmani. Because very few people speak in this type of things. Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, very famous, you see. And he was called Sheikh of Islam. So when he came there to Syria and all this, and for you ulama students, if you're interested, Sheikh of Islam ibn Taymiyyah is buried there in Damascus, and his student is Hafiz ibn Kathir, Allama ibn Kathir of Tafsir ibn Kathir. Next to him is buried. And next to him is Ibn Salah, when you study Hadith, Muqaddam ibn Salah. The three graves are all together. And the graveyard is called Maqabir al-Sufiyya. The graveyard of the Sufi is the Holy Yahud. Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, they went to the rulers that time and said, you see, when you get famous,
many detractors, many propaganda, jealousy, hatred. So they said, he don't write, they put him in jail. After 1 week, 2 weeks, they come and visit him. The same people. How things they in jail? They say, jail very possible. The people wonder, how can jail people? They read the Quranic verse, فَاتِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Inside for me here is Allah's mercy enveloping. وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِ الْعَذَابِ. And where you are looking at, you will think I'm in azab. But we're not in azab, we're under the special, we understand mercy of Allah. But people like us, we are sinners obviously. These are the great shuyukh and ulama and so forth. So this is what the Saudi regime is doing. So much so, it's a crime actually according to me. You don't understand that our youth in our madaris and our darulums also to a great extent. There's so much emphasis put on Urdu and Arabic is marginalized. That's not right. I'm 100% you must teach Urdu. But you can't be emphasizing so much on Urdu that Arabic gets marginalized. Arabic is the main language. So the crime the Ummah is committing today, when you go to the Haram in Makkah, Medina, you will see on the wall is written, and what is written there? Ru'yatu 20 wa 30. Our people are so simple, they will think it's a Quranic ayat, they'll go and kiss it. You know how simple our people are. They think anything Arabic. Do you know what is written there? There is Ru'yatu 20 wa 30, Vision 2030. What is Vision 2030? Saudi Arabia will host the expo in 2030. Saudi Arabia, the Kafir government, every day we make dua, it will not happen, inshallah. There will be civil war before that, inshallah. They're going to hold the World Cup, you understand, in 2034. So now we must show the world, you see that we are very progressive, and so forth and so on. So Yahudis are allowed in Medina, Christians are allowed, everything. My father passed away here in Heidelberg. It was the second night of Ramadan. So what you say, my father's last advice. So you attach importance to it, right? My father told me this, my mother told me this, my mother also passed away, but she's in Joburg in the hospital. Anyway, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, favorite advice to the Ummah. Favorite advice. Open Bukhari Sharif, open Muslim Sharif. The most authentic compilation. As-salah, guard your salah, safaran wa hadara, whether you at home or you are living. And wa ma malakat imanu, and over whom you have authority. You have authority over your wife, children, you have authority over your students, you have authority over your employees, so make sure you fulfill their rights as well. Then the Master alayhi salatu salam on his deathbed said, أخرجوا اليهود والنصارى من جزيرة العرب. Expel the Jews and Christians from the Arab Peninsula. These Saudi, Shaitan, Haramis, they invite more and more. This UAE invite more and more. So these Arab countries and majority Muslim countries have sold us out completely. So you should know these things there. So just forget this business that Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. No Khadimul Haramain. The Kha'idul Haramain Sharifain. They are the traitors and treacherous to the Haram Sharif. This Imam today, normally, because I'm translating, so I know. Normally, he makes dua. Either he'll make dua for Aqsa, either he'll make dua against the Jews, or Wajwani Abdullah, nothing. Why? I can tell you 99.9% instruction came from MBS to Sudais. Sudais is Ra'isul Haramain Sharifain, the chief of the Haram. You tell Abdullah Awad, you must keep quiet, don't speak. They use them for their hidden agenda and ulterior motives. Quickly, I got a few minutes left. Gaza. What's happening in Gaza? They told us ceasefire. Ceasefire means you must cease Hamas and we will keep on firing. Every day, you must remember today also that they will kill 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you understand? They will say that they crossed the yellow line. So the whole world is standing with them. Whole world meaning that 90% majority. Few countries only are really with Gaza, with Hamas and Mujahideen Islami and so forth. But see, Allah's Qudrat ka karishma. That show me one Arab country, Muslim country. that would stand against America, stand against Britain, stand against Germany, stand against India and Israel for 2 years and defeat them as well. If you think I'm talking nonsense, you go and read the Haaretz newspaper. It's free newspaper. You must subscribe to it, H-A-A-R-E-T-Z. So all the latest news of occupied Palestine, Israel, as they call it, they give them. But in Jutla, you know Jutla is haram. So they give you a half story. Second half, they say, if you want to read, then you must subscribe. So on the radio, because they record my lectures, I know that. So today, maybe they can't record because it is not live stream. But inshallah, when it plays, they'll record it. So anyway, you must remember that. So they say, if you want, then you must subscribe to us. So I replied to them, I said, hey, Jutla. Hey, Jutli, you understand? Me, I'm a Pakka Mehman, you understand? You want, I must subscribe to you, you go to hell, you must remember this. The second half, I make my own story. I must go subscribe to you, Jutla, and all these things. So you must understand what is really happening in the world. The ulama have written a law, وَلَّمْ يَعْرِفْ أَهْلَ زَمَانِي فَوَجَاهِدُ. If you don't know what's really happening, how are you going to get the solutions? See, America, they're calling it a political earthquake. Mamdani, every newspaper you see, his name is shining. So yesterday I started doing research on him. Mamdani was born in 1991, Kampala, Uganda. Right? When he was 5 years old, he came to South Africa, Cape Town. He went to school. 1-2 years he schooled there. Then his father, mother, they went to America. His father is a big academic. He was there in UCT, lecturer and all that. Mother, Hindu. She wears a big dot, a tilka, whatever they call. And they're very comfortable then. They say in our house we celebrate the Islamic festivals, meaning Eid and all. And we say Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. And we celebrate the Hindu festivals. So Diwali also we celebrate. Razi Rahe Rahman bhi, Khush Rahe Shaitan. He himself, if you know anything, one of the big journalists in America nowadays, he's good, we must admit it. Whether we like or don't like, it's a separate issue. Mahdi Hassan. Mahdi Hassan is a Shia. But one of the best journalists when it comes on these issues here, of Palestine and all this, but Shia. So he interviewed him, this guy, Mamdani. You see that? After he became mayor-elect and all this, 1st January, he will be the mayor. You see? So he asked him that you Shia, right? He said, I got the whole clip. So he said, yes, I'm Shia. I'm a Bori Shia. You see? And all this. So he made a joke also. He said, if somebody told me I'm anti-business. He said, what you talking? We Boris. Bori are who? You all know them. If you mean Makkah, Medina, Bombay, they wear the white hat. They're all in uniform and with the gold studs and all that. Then saying, yeah, you find them a lot also. So Bori means Tajir, master businessman. You see, we businessmen, how can I be anti-business? So anyway, he won and all these type of things. 40 million, the Zionist lobby spent that he must lose. But Allah Ta'ala made him win and they lost. But you must know, you can't, he say a Muslim, that's his business. The Shias will say the Muslim, Qadianis will say the Muslim, Agahanis will say the Muslim, but not Muslim. He's Shia. And once you're Shia, now you can be Muslim. You hate him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Mother Aisha, they say they're going to hell, Allah forbid. So we must know what is the real quality. My last message to you, when I entered Heidelberg, so mashallah, I think they put a new board there. Yes, you guys were new Muslims here, yeah? Ask Molana now. How old is Musalla? They say 4 months. I think I'm going to have the 4 months right good. I came before, but maybe I read Salat then. So anyway, so you got new Musallas, we need new Musallis. You can't just be pushing up everything, smart light. How many lights? SubhanAllah. I should have got barakat. So you guys having something end of the month? Yeah, in Heidelberg, some history about this Heidelberg. I heard that, I don't know. So one thing, I don't know who should be Imams and I don't know on Imran, right? I don't know who should be trusted also. Last thing I want to tell you is this, that whether I'm coming, whoever is coming. You guys, it's just a Qadr and all the big shots, it's a Qadr, it'll give you inshallah. So you must remember that in this masjid and that masjid, Masjid Rahman, you must put masjid, live masjid. So any program here, it goes out to the world. And then we get podcasting, we get podcasting, and then we play it out, you must remember that. Therefore, when the masjid opened, Shu'aib was communicating with me, make dua for him, he's ill now. So I made sure I brought my honorable teacher, who Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haq Sahib, and then they said, Hazrat, you speak also, and make dua also. So that time we would say, see, I, and we carried it live. How many people were benefited from it? So please, I beg all of you, honorable imams, trustees, I don't even know the trustees, that you must have masjid life. We're not living in the dark old ages now. So today we have the best, we must share with the rest. That is our duty. And last one, whatever dua you make, always end up with this dua. Ya Allah, I know that time does not sympathize with anybody. Time moves on. So remember, tomorrow I'll be gone, you gone, we all will die and leave this world. So always make this dua, chapter 12, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Ya Allah, let me pass away with iman, making the best day in my life, the day I come to meet you. You saw that one South African, I don't know the guy. He's in Sajda, in Riyadhul Jannah, and he passes away. So what would you say? You would say, that is the real jackpot the person is, you see. So may all my children take us with iman and Islam. Allah forgive our masjid. Allah Ta'ala protect all our masajid. Jazakallah khair to all the imams and trustees and musallis. Wa akhiru ta'wan. It's good one. I asked Hafiz Nimalia one day, my beloved to start. He was here from 68 to 90. When he left Hyderabad, he stopped there in the house. The way he was crying and helping me. I asked him, Hafiz, this asaf, from where he came? Is one of the smartest asa you will get. Once he told me, come from Afghanistan. Any of your old trustees, children, Hadja Chacha's children, grandchildren, Happy Smile, the old man, and the, any of your children, you must ask them, this one, you come from Afghanistan. You see what it is. You know how heavy it is. Anybody make nonsense to me, one shot, then you'll guide it. What you waiting for? You want money?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الملك الديان القوي السلطان المنان الحنان المنان الذي كل يوم وفي شان أحمده في كل وقت وأشكره سر وإعلان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد هدى، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وهوى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. معاشر المسلمين، اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة، ولذتها فانية، وحاصلها فوت، وآخرها موت. قال عز وجل: كل نفس ذائقة الموت. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم، واستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، خصوصا من أولي الأصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى زاهد الأوام الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب والقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم، وعلى تمام المشرق المبشرة صلاة وسلام دائمين وزلازمين إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملعونين المستوطنين يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين. اللهم اشف مرضانا مرضى المسلمين، وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين، برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. ان الله يعبد بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني اذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. اقم الصلاه. You guys upstairs, if this place downstairs, then come downstairs. Or you want to check from there upstairs. And switch off the cell phone and make yourself ready to sleep, inshallah. Straighten the sufu, brothers, please. Switch off the cell phone, please, brothers. Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر،
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أنصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم أنصرهم في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي الضفة الغربية يا رب العالمين. اللهم أنصرهم في السودان يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد، صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم الحميد المجيد. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي، ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.
اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.